And we are live in the GSU Panther Zone, presented by Impact Media, right here on Blog Talk Radio. I am Jeremy the Impact York, and hey, I'm not going to say I'm not under the weather, but I'm definitely, I'm not over the weather, but I'm definitely not under the weather anymore. I'm feeling a lot better than I was. Just, it would have been a mess to try to talk to you guys Wednesday. We had the luxury of postponing the show. So today, I think it worked out for the best. I can actually carry on a conversation, and my voice should not run out. But just as I said on last night's Falcon Zone show, if my voice does suddenly seem to run out, just bear with me, because we all know I won't shut up. But one thing we're going to talk about today, we're actually going to talk some baseball today. I'm going to talk a little bit about this aggressive schedule that Coach Greg Frady has put together. I like it. I mean, dang do I like it. This is, I'm hoping to speak to Greg Frady, Coach Frady there, maybe first of the year, and have that up for you guys. Who knows? Maybe we'll go live. Maybe we'll just we'll pre-tape it and put it on. It depends on scheduling at that time. But I know you guys wanted me to have some of these coaches on, so I have put the wheels in motion to try to get some of them on, and I will do my best to get the people on that you want on. Even though I know I'm your favorite host, that's why you tune in each and every week, and I definitely appreciate that. Now, some other things we're going to talk about. We're going to preview this game against Idaho, which is the season finale for our Georgia State Panther football team that, I don't know about you guys, I'm pretty sure you guys are as well, but I'm proud of these guys. They could have easily given in and gave up, but instead they handed that defeat to the Georgia Southern Eagles, who are just, I don't know if there's anybody on our schedule more deserving of a loss than the Georgia Southern Eagles. I have nothing personal against you. You just happen to be on the other side of the fence when it comes to rivalries. So, hey, I cheer for you guys every week except for the week you play against Georgia State. But today's episode, of course, is called Fried Potatoes because we are playing against Idaho. So without further ado, let's talk a little bit about the Idaho Vandals. Now, can we get somebody to look up what the actual word vandal means? Because I think it has a negative connotation, but I don't think it's supposed to. See if we can find it here. Here we go. I believe it is probably the first one as opposed to the second one. We will get into that. The first definition. A member of the Germanic people who in the 5th century AD ravaged Gaul and Spain, settled in Africa, and in AD 455 sacked Rome. So the warriors, right? The warriors. Coach Lupano, what do you think about what a vandal is?
These guys are warriors.
There you go. He thinks they're warriors, and I believe him. Second one is a person who willfully or ignorantly destroys or mars something beautiful or valuable. I could see that. I could definitely see that. But, I think the Idaho Vandals are not negative people. Let me tell you about some of the bigger players that they have. I actually did my research, because I wanted to know who these people were. Not just the team that we're going to play once and probably not see again, because I believe they dropped out of the Sun Belt after this year. Wow, there's a lot of father-son duos that are related to the Vandals. And before we get into big players, I definitely want to tell you about some of these, because these are pretty cool. This was just passed along to me. Thank you. Our producer is doing work today. Zach Cable, who is a who is with the Vandals. His dad is Tom Cable, who is with the Seahawks. Matt and Mike Linehan, who are with the Vandals. Matt Linehan is actually, Matt Linehan is the quarterback for the Vandals. His dad, Scott Linehan, I believe you guys know him, is with the Dallas Cowboys. Ty Graham, his dad is John, who is with Eastern Washington. Dave Ungerer, his dad, Dave, is with Fresno State. And Mason Petrino is the son of Idaho head coach Paul Petrino. Wow. That's some pretty good lineage there. That's some pretty cool stuff, right? I know you guys are excited. Well, let's talk about that quarterback, Matt Linehan, who in 11 games is 221 for 365. Good for a 60.5 percentage. He's thrown 10 interceptions, and he's also thrown 12 touchdowns. He's thrown for 2,677 yards. That's a good bit. Guy can throw. Now he can scramble a bit, too. He has 3 rush touchdowns a year. So Brantley, who is one of their rushers, and their other two major rushers, you have Saunders. He, in 11 games, rushed for 104 attempts for 485 yards and 6 touchdowns. The main rusher is Aaron Duckworth. In 11 games, he has rushed 129 times for 572 yards and 4 rushing touchdowns. That's some pretty good numbers. They also have 2 other rushers. Well, I told you about those. But Gunnar Amos and Lupamanu, I believe is how you say that, has a rush as a rushing touchdown for them. You never know who they're going to run at you. Now, Gunnar Amos has thrown a couple attempts, and so has Mason Petrino. Receiving, they're big receivers. First, you got Trent Cowan, who has caught 43 passes for 517 yards and 5 touchdowns. He is their A receiver. Other people who have caught touchdowns for them, obviously, Mr. Quarterback, Freisinger has caught one. He's actually caught 2. Hightower's caught a couple. Deion Watson has 1, and so does Anunwar. I mispronounced that. I apologize. I don't have a pronunciation in front of me. But Deion Watson has 538 yards. Dude can catch. They have returned a punt where Mr. Trotter had the return on that one. They have not returned a kick return, and they're not going to against us. They have 11 total interceptions on the year. That's not bad. And they also have a fumble return for 5 yards. So, you know, they don't cause a lot of fumbles, but they can cause some chaos in the secondary. Got a pretty good punter, Austin Rakow, who has a 43-yard average. His longest is a 60. He's done 3 touchbacks. He's done 22 of them inside the 20, and 9 of them have went 50-plus. He's also had 1 block. He does kickoffs for them as well. And he's also their field goal kicker. He's only missed 2 on the year. He's hit 23 total, including 1 over 50 yards. He's 6-for-7 in the 40 to 49 range. In the 30 to 39 range, he is 8-9. He's pretty much hit every one of them after that. His longest is a 50, and he's had 1 block. Hey, it happens. Actually, the most he's had in the game is 3. He had that against UNLV. And Appalachian State. No, actually, he's had 4. Yeah, let's see. Let me get this right. He had 4 against ULM. He had 4 against Appalachian State. 3 against Louisiana. Sounds pretty good there, right? Let's get into the defense because they got some monsters. Tony Lashley is their big tackle monster. He has 86 total on the year, including 56 all on his own. He has 9 tackles for a loss, and he has a sack. He's also recovered 2 fumbles and blocked a kick. So has Barnett for them as well. Let's see, the next guy who is their other big tackle monster is Mr. Jordan. He has 82 total. He has 3 interceptions and 7 pass breakups. He's also recovered a fumble. Mr. Lupamanu, 68 total tackles. He has 8 of those for a loss. He has 5 sacks, 2 pass breakups, 5 quarterback hits. Yeah, there's a chance that Connor may meet him a few times. He also has a forced fumble. Some of the other monsters. Caden Ellis, 60 total tackles, 8 of them for a loss, 3 total sacks. He has 4 interceptions, 2 pass breakups, 3 forced fumbles, a recovered fumble, and a partridge in a pear tree. Akeem Coleman, 40 total tackles. He has 11 for a loss. He has 8 total sacks. He is the beast incarnate of the Idaho. He is top spud. We'll give him the top spud on defense. He also has 2 pass breakups, 7 quarterback hits, and has caused a fumble and recovered one. Let's see some of their other big sack guys. Ty Graham has 2. Glenn Antoine has 1. Kevin Shelton has 2, and Kalen Smith has 1 as well. They have 25 total sacks. Their opponents so far have had 20. You know, I'm not sure how many we have, but we have a good many as well. So here's what we're going to need to do. I'll go ahead and tell you some of the big players there. You know some of the big players for us. Here's what we need to do. Here's the 3 keys to victory. The 3 keys to victory. First of all, our offensive line has got to be a wall, which means we need to rotate players in and out as we need to keep people fresh. But you need to give Connor Manning enough time because their secondary is good, but it seems like their pass rush is their bread and butter. So if we can keep the rush off of Connor, maybe roll him out a little bit. But the O-line has got to set the wall, and I think they're going to. Number 2, I think we need to air the ball out a lot more. I don't know if Kyler Neal's going to play. He is our power back. If so, he needs to get a lot of carries to change it up. We can go with the speed route with DeMarcus Kirk and Glenn Smith and Trey Barnett and those guys. That's fine as well to balance, but I think we need to showcase that Connor Manning can throw a deep ball that looks a lot like that other guy that used to be here. I think you guys know who I'm talking about. So definitely want to air it out. And number 3, let's limit the special teams miscues. You guys know what I'm talking about. Our special teams has played fantastic, especially the last few weeks. And that's really helped us win. We have to win all 3 phases. We can't just win 2 out of 3. You still lose a ball game that way. We need to win all 3 phases. But our special teams, the coverage has been so much better. We got to make sure that we're on point. If we need to punt, there needs to be a great punt with great coverage. If we are kicking a field goal, then it doesn't need to get blocked. Special teams, let's limit those miscues. So the 3 keys, once again, we need the O-line to be a wall and allow Connor to roll out when need be so that they can do number 2, really emphasize the deep ball and really push that. Because we have the personnel to stretch the field, so we should stretch the field. And Coach Lupano, being a wide receiver coach, I would imagine he's going to want to stretch the field as well because he knows that personnel better than anybody. And then we need to limit the special teams miscues. And I think if we do those 3 things, then on Saturday at 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time right here in the good old state of GA, our GSU Panthers are going to end up with the victory over the Idaho Vandals. And we may only improve to a handful of wins, but we're going to prove to the Sun Belt that this is not a dead program. Even if we don't win, we're not a dead program, but we're going to prove that we're not a dead program, that we're flipping a switch, we're turning the corner, and if nothing else, we're winning this for Coach Miles, that put the right people in the right places, but didn't quite reach the destination in time before his stop. So appreciate everything he did. I think going forward, whoever's in charge of this ship is going to steer it in the right direction, and I look forward to what it's going to bring. Hopefully in the next couple of weeks we'll have Ben Moore on to talk about the coach, head coach hunt and stuff like that, anything he's hearing. But before I get out of here, I do want to talk about some baseball. We still have it on here now. We took the baseball alert off. All right. Well, just pretend that a baseball-themed thing is going on right now. But I want to tell you a little bit about the 2017 baseball schedule, where Coach Greg Frady has pretty much put everybody on alert that he thinks this team is going to be good, really good. And to prove it, he's going to take on all comers. How about the 2017 schedule will include four different Power 5 opponents. 13 of these games are going to be against people who were in the 2016 NCAA tournament, including a home series with Coastal Carolina, who won the NCAA tournament. And they're also the newest member of the Sun Belt. So, hey, welcome into the Sun Belt. We'll be polishing that trophy for you. They will open the 2017 season on Friday, February the 17th. We'll obviously talk a little bit more about it before then. But they will host Marshall at the GSU Baseball Complex as part of the Atlanta Challenge. They will also have 2016 NCAA Tournament team Western Michigan and BYU. They're going to play all three of those teams. I'm going to do my best to make it out there. It's going to be a little chilly, but, you know, if we all sit together, maybe we'll stay warm. Or if we all get up and cheer, we'll be even warmer. The three visiting teams play one game each at Georgia State, Georgia Tech, and Kennesaw State as far as that. Sun Belt play will open up on March 17th, almost a month, an entire month later, when they open up a three-game series against UT Arlington. And then 2 weeks later, the defending champion, Coastal Carolina, we'll visit the GSU Baseball Complex. Now, those are series we need to go see, because UT Arlington and Coastal Carolina are no joke. We're going to play 56 total games as of right now. You know, sometimes they get postponed, sometimes they get canceled. So, you know, we'll see how that goes. But of the 56, of the 56, 28 home dates will be at the GSU Baseball Complex. 25 will be on the road, and one neutral site weekend will be at the Lake Point Sporting Community in Emerson, Georgia, which is just north of Atlanta. Some other things on the schedule. The four different opponents from the Power 5 conferences will be for a total of seven games. It will include Georgia Tech and Oklahoma that will be home games for us, while the Panthers will go on the road to face Ole Miss, Minnesota, and Georgia Tech. For the first time this spring, the Sun Belt Conference is going to feature divisional play. Georgia State will compete in the East Division, along with App State, Coastal Carolina, Georgia Southern, South Alabama, and Troy. The West Division, of course, is Arkansas State, Little Rock, Texas State, UL Lafayette, UL Monroe, and UT Arlington. Pretty much, if you are Texas, Louisiana, or Arkansas, you're in the West. And if you are part of the Carolinas, Georgia, or Alabama, you are the East. Pretty easy. They put that line pretty right there where it needs to be. Pretty much Mississippi is the buffer. In addition to having Coastal Carolina and Georgia Southern here at home, the Panthers will have a Sun Belt series against UT Arlington, Troy, and UL Monroe, and they will visit South Alabama, Arkansas State, App State, Texas State, and Little Rock. The 2017 Sun Belt Conference Championship, which is scheduled for May 23rd through the 28th in Statesboro, Georgia, it's going to feature 10 teams, with the division winners' seeded as number one and number two. The number one seed will be awarded to the division winner with the best conference winning percentage, and seeds 3 through 10 will be selected based off winning percentage and conference play, regardless of division. So basically, win your division and you're in, or finish really high towards the top and be impressive. I think we're going to look good on this. And like I said, I really like the aggressiveness of Coach Frady, letting people know we're not afraid to play the toughest. Not afraid to play the toughest.
Was that not clear without the bam? Yeah, okay. Bam! What?
Exactly. It's going to be a bam what moment. But, of course, our football team does the same. We've played Oregon. We've played Wisconsin. And we hung with those guys. We showed those guys we can compete with them. So, Georgia State Panther fans, I want you guys to not only watch the game this weekend. Starting in February, I want to see you guys out at the baseball park. We're going to be at many different games there. Hopefully, we're going to have Coach Frady on before that to talk about the season a little bit. But get excited about your Georgia State Panthers. Pretty much after this baseball season, everybody will be moving over to the Turner Field property, which will be called something else at that point. Might be the Georgia State University property. I don't know what it's going to be called exactly yet, but that's going to do it for me this week. Appreciate you guys bearing with us, and for all you guys that are listening live, I definitely appreciate it. If you guys have any questions, comments, concerns, you can always send them to us at Team Impact Media on Twitter, or you can find us on Facebook, Impact Media, I believe we are, facebook.com/TheImpactMedia or Impact Media, or one or the other. You can find us on there, pretty easy to find. But I'm Jeremy the Impact York. We will see you guys next week. Go Panthers!
Keep me going, do it. Let's get it on, move it.
Come on, baby, do it.